This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on record UPI transactions. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav Jeshavastav, anchor.
14 billion transactions worth more than 20 trillion rupees. More than 45% of the world's digital transactions are being done in India. The revolution of digitization is a wave which is taking over the way we make transactions, and India is just starting. Today, in the program of Spotlight, we are talking with economic analyst Sri A.K. Bhattacharya. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
An Indian brand, completely homegrown, financial technology, doing so well. What has been the main reason for such a massive jump in digital transactions in the country?
There are many reasons, but let me list at least three of them. Number one, there has been great amount of planning behind this initiative. And it is not that what we see today with 14 billion transactions worth 20 trillion rupees has happened in one day. Now, there are two or three stepping stones in this journey. The first one was to create a large base of bank accounts in this country. The coverage of people with a bank account was not very, very large. And there was this scheme of the Janadhan Yojana that was started a few years before. It was given a big push in 2014. And the spread of the Janadhan Yojana bank accounts made a big difference. With a larger number of people, even with zero bank accounts, were there. A larger number of people at the lower end of the economy were being banked. That was number one. Number two, simultaneously, we had the utilization of the biometric-based identity system called Aadhaar. Now, that was also being given a big push by the government so that it became a major identity tracker and a way to identify your bank account, was linked to your bank account. And then came the technology, which is Unified Payments Interface, launched by the National Payments Corporation of India, which is an institute. It is not a government body, but it is a body that is promoted and whose shareholders are various banks and financial institutions. So it is run on a very professional terms, and they used and introduced this technology of the UPI payments, which is works at a variety of ways. It works at times on a QR code base. It works at times on a simple mobile phone number linked to your account base. So in terms of the ease of making a transaction or making a payment, this had few parallels. All these factors have contributed to the popularity of UPI payment system, and about which the numbers you just now mentioned.
So how important has been the role of the National Payments Corporation of India in getting the common man into the economic manifold, into the economic fold through the UPI?
Well, the National Payment Corporation of India has played a stellar role. There's no doubt about it. Number one, they created a robust architecture and robust infrastructure to run this unified payment interface. Never you may have heard of the UPI payment system collapsing. Never have you heard that somebody made a transaction and that transaction did not go through. It is possible that when you make a credit card transaction, that payment may not go through, but I am yet to come across a UPI payment transaction which has not gone through. Now, clearly the payment infrastructure that NPCI has created is world class. That's number one. But also please remember that NPCI has got the full support of the government of India, and the costs the NPCI and the merchants and the payers incur in using these services. Now, no service is cost free. Now, these costs are reimbursed through a national level subsidy by the government of India. Now, it is because of a combination of these two factors where the technology that was created, this digital public infrastructure for payments, which was robust, which was transparent, which was almost fail-free, and then came that it was also transaction cost was zero because somebody else, the government of India, was picking up the bill. So both these factors led to this phenomenal rise in the acceptability and the use of UPI.
So as you've just mentioned that the launching of Bheem app, the linking of Aadhaar, the opening of millions of Jan Dhan accounts, and of course the subsidy-based payments to the National Payment Corporation of India, or the support to NPCI, have been crucial factors in the popularization of this digital transactional system. How much do you think has the country transitioned, and how exactly has this trust developed in the system that from just above 2,000 crore in 2017-18, today we are above 20 trillion in the financial year of 2024 and rising?
I think we have made rapid strides in this. As you right now pointed out, that in 2023-24, the total transaction value under UPI was over 200 trillion rupees. Now, and from a very low base, from almost zero, in less than 10 years, you have reached this level. Now, the question is that this is the single largest component in the payment system. Now, that is not the real proof of the achievement. Now, the bulk of the usage of UPI is benefiting the small businessman, small trader, the man on the street. Just having a mobile phone and having a QR code, a sabjiwala, a vegetable vendor on his cart, can actually is getting his payment directly through his bank account. And so that, to my mind, is the biggest achievement of NPCI and UPI system, where financial inclusion is not just about opening a bank account, but financial inclusion is that when even a small trader and a small business person can actually get his payments into the system, into his account, without incurring any cost. The second, the big achievement in my view, is that this is brought into the mainstream. Large number of payments which were taking place through cash. And as you know, cash is an anonymous instrument of transaction, where you do not know that what, how much money I have paid to you, and you can either declare the correct amount or an incorrect amount and let the system track you later. But this system is so transparent that if I make you a payment, that payment is captured to the bank account. So therefore, the qualitative change in the way transactions were being tracked and transactions could be mapped to the overall nature of economic activities is a huge achievement. And third, with the achievement which is yet to be fully realized, is that the UPI transactions can actually be an excellent database for the kind of transactions that are taking place in a country like our size, and whether it is what kind of transactions are taking place, how much of the vegetable vending is taking place through UPI. So there's a host of data. They will come when the NPCI's data on UPI transactions will provide you an indication of what kind of people, what kind of goods are being sold, what kind of services are being availed of, and that will be a kind of a trend provider to those who want to analyze the state of the economy.
So you've talked about curbing anonymity. Do you think that the UPI system will be helpful in tracking and curbing anonymity? And apart from curbing anonymity, will it also curb unaccounted or black money flows in the market?
There is no doubt about it. The moment you curb anonymity, the moment you make the payer and the receiver transparent and known to everybody through the bank accounts, you will realize that the account is no longer below the table. So I think it is the biggest attack on transaction of unaccounted money, because anybody who has an unaccounted money, he will be afraid of getting into the UPI. And yet, the ease with which you can make UPI payments and the transparency and the ease are a major attraction. So I think this is certainly a very good tool for tracking payment, and how what remains unaccounted comes under the monitoring mechanism of any system.
So one of the burning topics today is that of cybersecurity. We all know that as the digital transactions increase, so do digital frauds and the different ways fraudsters use to dupe money off the common citizens and the innocent people. How important is digital and financial security during such transactions, and how exactly does UPI ensure this encryption?
The UPI system is fairly, the safety system and the security system is fairly robust. you create your own PIN. So you use that PIN and you don't have to share that PIN. And as you would have seen that there have been many, many publicity campaigns and making more people aware that the UPI PIN is not to be shared with anybody. So there are risks for those who are not well aware of what we need to do with that UPI PIN, which is a very, very important, you know, approval system for before the payment is made. But please remember, there are curves on the overall limit of payment that you can make to UPI. Right now, it is on a day, you cannot make more than 1 lakh rupees payment under UPI. So there are limits being imposed, but there is no doubt that the UPI system in itself is quite secure and safe as long as you don't reveal your PIN to the world. And that is, to my mind, is something that maybe some awareness campaign needs to be launched, needs to be stepped up so that people who are coming and embracing it in large numbers do not get duped unnecessarily.
So from availing various government facilities and services to education and, of course, to transactions in the digital format, we all know that internet has a huge role to play in all these things, and the government has continuously pushed for the expansion of internet services throughout the nooks and corners of the country to each and every person, irrespective of their societal status or their business kind. How important has the rise of internet spread been in this, your comments?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you raised a very important point, and I think it's a very, very important instrument for making UPI a success. The spread of the internet coverage, the spread of the internet services have helped not only the merchants, but also the consumers use these facilities. And it's like any other new generation businesses where internet spread has great help. But let me draw your attention to one other factor in the rise of UPI. The success of UPI also lies in the fact that a large number of foreign countries are actually embracing UPI as a payment mode. So as a result, you have in country like Singapore, you can make a UPI payment from a bank account in Singapore to a bank account in India. And increasingly, I find there are more countries are joining this UPI network. And I wouldn't be surprised if more people take part in this UPI system, because it's easy, it is simple, it is mobile phone based, it is a PIN based system. So the acceptance and popularity of UPI and its safety and security robustness is borne out also by the fact that a large number of countries are embracing it. And today India is providing them the technology to get into the UPI payment system.
So how is the rise in digital payments and a strong financial network across the country beneficial for not just the banking sector, but the overall economy and for strengthening our home currency, that is the rupee, throughout the globe?
Well, it may not have a direct impact on the currency value, but certainly it helps speed up the pace at which economic activities take. Because remember that any transaction is not smoothly conducted through an easy payment system, it may not add to your overall GDP. So therefore, if you have an easy and smooth, safe and secure payment system, which is as good as cash, but at the same time, better than cash because there is a trackability of the transaction, then I would say that it is a win-win for any economy and its economic growth prospects. So UPI passes muster or passes all those tests in becoming a preferred mode payment transaction.
And so for the common man, how to stay safe while doing digital transactions?
The common man should remember that this is a mobile-based payment system, and important, the PIN that you create for your payment authorization is something that should not be shared with others, and that is something that people should be very, very mindful of. And for that, I would say that even the RBI is doing a lot by creating an awareness campaign by which people are more alert in not sharing their own PIN with people they don't know.
Thank you so much, Sri A.K. Bhattacharya, for lending us your valuable time and making this discussion a high-value one.
You were listening to a discussion on record UPI transactions. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.